Every moment stands on belief. Every moment stands on belief. Every moment that we live, we have an attitude, a belief, we have a thought in our mind which says to us what it is that is important to us. Every moment, whatever we do, it stands on whatever is our past, whatever it is that we have lived, whatever it is that we have done before. Every moment of our life stands on a condition, a thought, an attitude, a belief. Now, are these beliefs worthy of standing on? Are these beliefs something that are important to us? Are these beliefs a condition or a circumstance or a world that we really would like to apply in our life? Or are they just there because they happen to be there? We all have attitudes that we have built up over the years because we have thought one thing or another. We have thought about what the world should be like, what our rights are. Well, for instance, watching a movie. What is it that our every thought stands on the belief of when we watch a movie? Well, when we watch a movie, if we go into the movie and we say, I will get a benefit from this movie will be a joy and will be a wonderful experience for me, then that's what you'll have. However, if you go into the movie and you're fearful that it might have a lot of violence in it, then it'll have a lot of violence. If you go into the movie and you say, this movie is filled with love and peace and harmony and joy, if there's any violence in it, you won't even see it. If there's anything contrary-wise to whatever your belief is, you won't even see it. The girl in love only saw love because that's all she had in her consciousness. Now, it's true, she was way out. She was deeply in it. But that's the way it is. And we, does falling in love, is that a strange thing? No, it's quite common. Puppy love is the most common thing in the world. Youngsters fall in and out of puppy love as fast as puppies grow up, or kitties grow up. But think about it. Every moment stands on a belief. And whatever belief we have in our mind at a given time, that is how we look at the world. And if we look at the world through rose-colored glasses, the world is a rose-colored place for us. And that's all that matters, is what we think. Because our thinking is what makes us who we are. So if we look at the world and we say, oh, isn't it wonderful? Everybody is having such a good time. Everybody's enjoying themselves so much. Oh, the party is such a success. Oh, it is so wonderful, so wonderful. And somebody else looks at you and says, boy, you sure don't know. Well, I think it's wonderful. You sure don't know. I don't know what. You don't know what's going on in the kitchen. You don't know what's going on with the help. You don't know what's going on with the back room. You don't know what people are doing upstairs in your house. You don't know. Yes, I do. Everything is in divine order. Everything in my house is orderly. Everyone is happy and doing the perfect thing. All of the people that we have hired for this occasion are doing the wonderful job in a happy, magnanimous way. They all are concerned about this party being a success. Everybody upstairs is doing what is right for them to be doing. They're looking at the house, enjoying it, and seeing only the harmony and the peace and the joy that dwells in this house. Everything is my creation, you see. And so you have to be very firm, because there are people who don't see with your eyes. There are people who will see the bugs crawling up the chair, and you don't see that at all. And you are not bothered by the bugs crawling up the chair because you don't see them. You don't include them in your consciousness. Of course, once you include them in your consciousness, you'll have them all over your table and all over your food and a big mess. But if you don't include them in your consciousness, you don't see them. Have you ever gone to a restaurant with a picky person? And that picky person will look at the glass. Oh, look at the fingerprints on the glass. Oh, look at the fingerprints on the silverware. And they wipe it off on their napkin. What sort of idiots are they? You know? They're creating a negative environment in which to have a very lovely dinner. Your eyes should look at the... In the first place, restaurant knives and forks are not polished within an inch of their life as some person might do in their lovely home. The glasses are not perfectly polished, so there's no fingerprint on the outside, certainly not on the inside. If you're going to look for trouble, you're going to find it. Picky people find trouble, you know that. Because every moment stands on whatever they believe, whatever their belief is. I had a girlfriend once, and she was a very picky girl, a nice girl, but very picky. And everywhere she went, she found fault. And I told her, I said, Adelaide, that was her name, Adelaide, if you want to go out with me again, I want you to work before we go out. And I want you to say, I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to have a good time. Herb's a nice guy, Herb's a nice guy, Herb's a nice guy. I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to have a good time. Now, are you willing to say that before we go out on our next date? Well, why should I? Just because I ask him. Well, how many times? Well, just as much as you can. I'm going to have a good time, and Herb's a wonderful guy to go out with. I'm going to have it. And then, as we go out, keep saying that. Keep thinking that in your heart. And whatever we do, no matter how much fun it is or how much not fun it seems to be, you're going to say that. Well, we went out, and we had the best time that we had ever had. Adelaide said, Herb, I didn't realize how much fun you are. Herb, I didn't realize what nice places we go to. Herb, I didn't realize how great this is. This is super, you know. I'm not going to go out with these other guys I've been going with, you know. I'm just going to go with you. And I said, Adelaide, thank you. And you're right. I am a super guy. And we do go to super places, and it is super. But you know, Adelaide, I may not be the only one in your life. You know, someday you may find somebody who's even better than me. You're going to look very hard, but you will find them. And when you find them, just say, they're a super person. Just say you're going to have a good time when you go out. Whoever you go out, even when you go out with your folks. Even when you go out with your brother, when you go dancing, you know, you don't have anybody to take you to a dance, and your brother takes you. Just say, I'm going to have a good time. My sister May, we would go dancing together, and she would say before we were going out dancing, now, Herb, I want us to have a good time. I want us to enjoy this. I want us to have a good time, Herb, and I want us to enjoy this. Or she called me Junior, you know, and that helped a lot. But I want us to have a good time. I want us to enjoy this. So we went out, and we had the greatest time. We didn't dance with each other once. We danced with everybody else, but we got ourselves there by being with each other. And we just had a lot of fun. And she came back, she says, oh, that was so much fun. I'm so glad I went out with you. And I said, yeah, all the girls say that. And of course, that made her happy too. But you see, this is how the game goes. This is how the game goes. Whatever is our momentary belief, that is our momentary experience. And if we can put causes in motion to say, I'm a happy guy, I'm a wonderful guy, I'm a healthy guy, I'm a hearty guy, I'm a rich guy, and you know, everything I do turns out wonderful, and it's great, life is just wonderful, I just feel so happy, then that's what we have. But if we have a tendency to say, oh, things aren't going so good, oh, number one, people shy away from us. We don't have anybody to be unhappy with. Number two, we experience great unhappiness because we have nothing to compare ourselves with as of a good nature. And number three, it's better that we're dead. Because to contribute nonsense and negativity to the world is a unnecessary situation. Now you say, Herb, are you trying to tell us that we're supposed to die? No. Live eternally in your eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. You live eternally with your eternally perfect heart as a happy, joyous, loving person. Live eternally as the most sensitive, caring, understanding person on the face of the earth who doesn't give a damn about anybody else except himself. Oh. If you love yourself, you will love your neighbor like yourself. If you care about your neighbor and you're judging your neighbor and you're judging yourself all the time, you're no fun to be around. But when you just live happily, joyously, beautifully, abundantly, bountifully, then you'll find that everything you ever dreamed of turns out wonderful. Everything you ever wanted turns out wonderful. But the choice is always up to us. And if we don't do it, the rest of the world does not really care. If we do it, the rest of the world does not really care. The rest of the world looks over at us and says, why are they so happy all the time? Why are they such fun people? Why are they enjoying life so much, you know? Look at me. And they can't say that, can they? Because they cannot look over at us and see us happy, joyous, fulfilled, abundant, healthy, wealthy, everything else in the world. They can't see us that way unless they're that way. And we cannot be that way unless we see ourselves first that way. Now, are you ready to see yourself that way? Are you ready to be that way? Then start thinking about it. Every moment stands on belief. And what belief do you stand on? What belief is important in your life? What's your every moment thought? What's your every moment desire for yourself? Happiness, health, harmony, peace, joy, love, abundance. What is it? You don't have to tell me. I know your vibrations. And I glide with your vibrations or I shy away from your vibrations. The world glides with your vibrations or shies away. And if people come around you when you're in a funk, when you're unhappy with yourself, shy away from them because they too are going to be in a funk. They're going to be very unhappy with themselves. And then two unhappy people together make an attraction for more unhappy people. And pretty soon you get a whole bunch of unhappy people. And who wants that? Nobody. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I'm a happy person. I'm a joyous person. I'm a fulfilled person. And what's our statement?
All is in divine order.
All is in divine order. And don't let's ever forget that. All is in divine order. And if all is in divine order, it better be good and very good. Every moment stands on belief. Now, what are the beliefs that your moment stands on? As far as I can see, it's joy, it's peace, it's love, it's harmony, wholeness, abundance, right relationships, everything good. So, go for it. I love you.